You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we are continuing with our series of shirim on the inner world of redemption. And the title of today's shir is going to be The Concealment of Light and the Light of Concealment. Again, The Concealment of Light and the Light of Concealment. Now, because this is such a large topic, and because this is such an expansive topic, and because of my tendency to kind of deviate from the particular point of topic, what I'm going to try and do in this shir is utilize kind of the written sources of the texts, if I can remember to do such a thing. I have the books open around me, and Be'ezras Hashem, I'm going to look at the sources inside and read them so as to kind of slow down just the process of the shir because of the significance of what we're going to be discussing. Now, bear in mind that when we're talking about the inner world of redemption, what we're still speaking about is the world of the Vitebsker's room that rests within our mind. Meaning to say that there are two stages of redemption. There is the stage where redemption begins to take shape prior to redemption itself. And through that awakening of redemption within exile itself, we come to a place of actual redemption. Now, that arrival of actual redemption is something that rests beyond the mind or the comprehension of any human being. By the tzaddikim amitim, there's a notion of liba lefumya legalia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reveal the heart of the essence of things, which is redemption, which is the secret of Mashiach. It's not revealed to the mouth, but there are certain tzaddikim who are in the secret of tzaddikim nistarim, who have a koyach of the heart itself. So there are certain tzaddikim in the world who have a tfisa of inyanim of Mashiach mamish. But what we know is that whenever we're speaking about Mashiach mamish, we have to understand that there's the possibility and the openness and the opportunity and the gateway in which it can emerge in any moment, take it from Miyad Mamish, and that take it from Miyad comes about through a Hesach Hadas, and that's the place of Tzipia, that's the place of Chikoy, that's where we have the halachic kind of demand to orient ourselves toward desiring that actual emergence of Mashiach Mamish in whatever framework it emerges, and whatever geopolitical and spiritual revolutions that will take place as a result of that actual arrival. But what we do have far more of a capacity to handle is the karva al nafshi gi'ala, the inner redemption that takes place first and foremost. It takes place first and foremost perpetually. It takes place first and foremost perpetually within the self. And there are going to be profoundly significant distinctions between the way that we relate to the inner process of redemption within the mind, within the heart, within the body, within the self, and the externalized form of redemption, which will come about in the way that it comes about in the secret of Bi'ita Achishena in Rachamim Rabim, but the rest of it we have no idea, no comprehension. That when it comes to Geula Mamish, when it comes to the externalized nature of Geula, so there's only one thing that will actually satisfy that urge of Geula, and that's going to be Mashiach Mamish. That's going to be the arrival of actual redemption and the cessation of suffering, the cessation of pain, and the memory of Mashiach Tzidkenu Zichron Mashiach Ben David Avdecha, which is going to be the arrival of Mashiach Ben Yosef, Mashiach Ben David, and with Eliyahu HaNavi to be Megala, the secret of the train Mashichin, with the Giloy of Das of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's going to be the Suda of Lav Yasan, and the Suda of the Shor HaBar, and the Ziv Shaddai, which the Leshem says are going to be actual experiences, and there's going to be the refinement processes of the Guf, and the secret of Tchias HaMesim, and taste, and actual refinement of externalized reality. In that place of redemption, which is actual, the only thing that will satisfy it is actual redemption. And until actual redemption arrives, all there is chikoy, all there is waiting. Echakelo b'chol yom sheyavo, the secret of eheke, anazamin l'meheve, I am prepared to be. That the moichin being cultivated prior to the emergence of Mashiach Mamish are the moichin of Keser, because the moichin of Keser which is the chilek of the yichidah shebenefesh, which is the innermost point, are the only vessels that are capable of grasping the light of Mashiach Mamish, because Mashiach Mamish comes to be megala, that koyach of the yichidah, whether it's the actual yichidah or whether it's a hitznoitzitz of the yichidah, that innermost point of kachna as bincha as yichidcha, that innermost point, the machlokas between the mekubalim as to whether Mashiach Tzidkenu will be a merkava to that chilek, or whether all of us are continuously reflective of that chilek within our own limited framework, doesn't make much of a difference. What we understand is that that koyach of Mashiach Tzidkenu is only prepared for by way of desire, wanting, and waiting in an actualized way. As Rabbi Nachman describes, that the moichin of Keser come about by way of patience, anna zaman the meheve. That's when it comes to Mashiach Mamish, because any attempt to satisfy that urge of Mashiach Mamish, as we've seen throughout the process of history and the unfolding of Jewish history and the unfolding of the process of the Jewish experience in this world, the desire to speed up that process of actual redemption. And we see what happens in the process. We see the casualties, we see the danger, we see the difficulty. It only comes about by way of Hesach Hadas. But when it comes to the inner Geula, when it comes to the Karve Al Nafshi Geula, so over here, in this inner place, it's far more relative in terms of what is going to be determined an experience of redemption or not. Because unlike actual redemption, where we're seeking a singular thing which comes about by way of not knowing what it is until it happens, and it won't be surprising, it will be calm, as Rabbi Nachman says, it will be calm, and it will be as if things were the same, except that they're incredibly and fundamentally different at the very fabric and core of their reality. When it comes to Geula Pnimi, when it comes to Karve Al Nafshi Gi'ala, so we're no longer stuck within this situatedness in the desire of a particular thing. It's no longer a yes or a no. It's no longer either I was redeemed or either I was not redeemed. Because redemption over here, the inner redemption, the process of the Vitebsker's room in our mind, where each person operates in accordance with the own conjecture of their own heart, and each person in accordance with their own struggles of re'enu b'anyenu, each person in their own personal exile, each person in the concentric circles of their exile, so too each and every person is going to have their own relative stage of geula, of karve al nafshi geula. And in fact, one person can experience the same thing in moments that are different from each other, one being geula and one being stuck in galus of the nefesh. And you could have two people experiencing the very same thing, and for one, it's deepening their experience in galus, and for another, it's extending their expression of geula. Because in that place of the inner geula, prior to the actual arrival of the objective geula that we know not what and we know not how, we just have the halachos that give shape to a potential desire for something that rests beyond our capacity of grasp or vision. When it comes to the innermost point of Mashiach, each person can find nekudos of Mashiach, nekudos of redemption in each and every moment. Each and every moment brings with it its own galus, and each and every moment brings with it its own geula. Each and every moment brings the moment of shigaon, like the mishugaim who were running around saying Mashiach had already arrived. And each one has the moment of the Hasidim running to their Rebbe to check in, to see what the condition is, to see whether Mashiach had arrived. And each one has the Cheder of the Vitebsker, that place where Mashiach is already there. And each person has the window where we allow that world where redemption has not yet arrived into our world. And in those places, each and every person has the ability to live Karve Al Nafshi Gi'ala. And so what we're speaking about and what we're orienting ourselves towards in this process of Shirim, the inner world of redemption, is the process of the redemption of the self. And here we see all of the tzaddikim who got very, very excited in different years and were mitzapet Yeshua, and they put their money down on that. They put their money down, kav yachal, on it. They said Mashiach was going to come, and then we see that Mashiach didn't come. So what happened? So ultimately what the stories are given over as, especially in the writings of Chabad and Rabbi Nachman and all of the different Zramim of Hasidus and the Gra and the Ramchal, all of these Inyanim and the Rashash, any attempt to bring about Mashiach, it didn't end in a failure. It ended in a failure to bring about the objective Mashiach, but it was successful in its attempt to bring about the subjective, ever-shifting changes within the fabric of the inner state of the soul and its orientation to the Pnimiya Satorah that is revealed through these tzaddikim. That every attempt towards redemption brings about a redemption. It brings about a Karve Al Nafshi Gi'ala. The question is whether that attempt is going to bring about Mashiach Mamish. And again, that only comes when Mashiach Mamish comes in the secret of Bi'ita Achishana and Rachamim Rabim. But every moment of desire, every moment of publishing new Torah, every extra utterance of a word of tefillah, every new bracha, all of those are geula mamish. Every moment of calmness, every moment of drawing in anger, those are moments of geula mamish. And that's what we're going to be speaking about again. in the hopes of orienting a desire and a hishtoikikus to Mashiach Mamish, to the achakalu b'chol yom sheyavo, that comes about by way of the kayach of krav el nafshi giyala, of the inner redemption that we are ever processing in our own minds, moving slowly but surely out of concealment into revelation, to come to terms with the fact that the revelation, in accordance with the previous moment's concealment, is simply concealment in relationship to the next moment's revelation, but seeing them as kulam kadoshim, seeing the ever-growing, never-ending, undulating process of development and self-growth from concealment into a place of redemptive consciousness, which is the Hamshacha of Das, which is the Umale Haaretz Deyas Hashem, and Das Chadarim Yimlo, that the knowledge comes down and it irrigates the dry bones of the self in exile, and we slowly but surely bring about the ultimate redemption, which is the Mashiach Mamish. And so when speaking about the concealment of light and the light of concealment, so it's more than just a play on words, but rather the chiastic relationship, the ABBA relationship between these two phrases, that on the one hand, there's the element of the concealment of light, and on the other hand, there's the element of light and concealment. These two are fundamentally inherently connected to one another to the degree that we don't have one without the other. That first and foremost, we will reflect on the nature of the concealment of light. Hashem concealing light, Hashem describing exile, Hashem giving birth to exile, Hashem enabling the spaces of exile within the world, within ourselves, in our own most experiences. And only then are we going to come about to learn about the secret of the potential towards redemption that exists in each and every moment. That is, the Maharal says in Netzach Yisrael that one cannot have a proper understanding of Geula without a proper understanding of Galus. And therefore, we have to always understand that there is going to be a concealment prior to a revelation when it comes to talking about Mashiach, when it comes to talking about anything redemptive, when it comes to talk about breaking on through to the other side. What we can always assume is that prior to the breakthrough, there was a breakdown. Prior to the revelation, there was a concealment, because it's only through the absence that one comes to appreciate the notion of presence. It's only through the darkness that one comes to appreciate the nature of light. And so we find that first and foremost, we encounter the concealment of light. And only then do we experience the light of concealment, that we take this notion of concealment that appears to be so negative and so counterintuitive and counterproductive to the spiritual development of smoothness and ease in the spiritual world of our experiences. And we come to realize that the very thing that was foiling my plan of the easy process towards self-development was in truth the very point at which I needed to encounter myself. The maniyah itself, the concealment of the light, the tzimtzum itself, becomes the makom of the harchava. But tsar harchavtali, that the concealment of the light, the tzimtzum, the gullus of the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity, is in and of itself the very process through which the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come about, by way of understanding that that thing that we thought was concealing was in truth giving us an element of revelation. And that's the reality, that's going to be the reality of Bias HaMashiach. The story is always going to be one of waiting, one of patience, one of not knowing that gives way to a space of knowing. Now we're in this man of Sfiras HaOmer, and there's a halacha learned out from the Toras Chacham, Rav Chaim de la Rosa, Zchus Yagen Aleinu, the source of the name of the Rebbe's Beis Medrash, Toras Chacham in Yerushalayim. One of the reasons that the Rebbe's Beis Medrash is referred to as Toras Chacham is because amongst the Svardim Mekubalim, amongst the Talmidei HaRashash, there was a machlokas as to whether one should have those intentions and those kavanos that one typically has during the year in the times of Tefillah, especially Maariv, during the Zman of Sfiras HaOmer, which is the Zman of Katan Samoichin, which is the Zman of the Misa of the 12,000 pairs, 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, as man of Katnas HaMoichin, as man of moving through the desert of ourselves and refining the lower parts of ourselves so that we can prepare ourselves for the true light of Shavuos. And in consideration of the lowly state of that experience of Sfiras HaOmer, the theoretical concept would be that one is incapable of having those intentions. But the Toras Chacham is one of the Talmidei Mufakim of the Rashash, who reveals the Pnimius Hadas of the Rashash, Mibin Krei Se'enav, from within the creases of his Rebbe's eyes, the Toras Chacham was capable of inferring what his Rebbe the Rashash was trying to say. And he was Megala Das that one can have those Kavanos during Sfiras HaOmer. And Memela, in order to have those kavanos during Sfiras HaOmer, at least on a chitzoniistic level, this is the reason that the Beis Medrash is called Toras Chacham. We've spoken in the past, again, all according to my humble understanding, which is not reflective of anything other than that. But the deeper reason is that the Toras Chacham was Megala, the secret of Erchem, the secret of the relative position in which one can judge every expression and experience in life, drawing it down from his Rebbe the Rashash. But the fact that the Toras Chacham is the one who enables the Kavanos in Sfiras HaOmer makes the Torah of the Toras Chacham fundamental always, but in particular to this time. And it turns out that there's a teaching from the Taras Chacham, which is going to be the basis of our shir today, Be'ezras Hashem, the concealment of light and the light of concealment, that is going to be the light that illuminates the path, the Taras Chacham. And the Taras Chacham is describing the nature that the Arizal, which we're all familiar with, the Arizal, and it's expressed in the Gra, the Talmidei and Baal Shem Tov, of what happens on Pesach, and then what happens after Pesach, and then what happens in Sviras HaOmer, and then what happens on Shavuos. That what takes place on Pesach is that there's a dilug, there's a disorderly way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down light to us of comprehension, of grasp, and wisdom, and illumination. And we receive a level of illumination within our souls. We receive an infusion of faith, whether we know it or not, that comes about not in accordance to the typical rules and regulations of how things happen. Hashem gives a gift. Hashem allows the godless to come before the kadmas. Hashem gives us the moichin of chachma. Hashem enables us to live in a place of bittul. But because we didn't earn that light, and it came about by way of an ace, it dissipates as quickly as it came. And one is left reeling in the absence, in that traumatic void of that original light, grappling with what once was felt and now is lost immediately, and now I have to build myself back up. And that's the slow and steady process of Sfiras HaOmer, after the burst of illumination that was present and then dissipated because of its sudden nature. And then there's the slow and steady descent into the desert of concealment and the refinement of the seven midos, 7x7, 49, the katnish of the katnish, the shem membes, all of those processes of moving from concealment into revelation. Only to come to Shavuos, where a person is going to be masig, a person is going to be zoicha to the light of keser, to the light of ratzon, to the light of recognition, to the light of awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of das amiti. And so what happened to the lights of Pesach night that we knew so clearly, each person in accordance with their own subjective hearts, knew so clearly the secret of cheres, knew so clearly the secret of b'moira gadol ze gilu shechina, that there's a hiskalis of the shechina in every moment in a person's life, and matzah Al Shumma, the secret of matzah, which is the secret of ma, which is the secret of bittul, which is the hamshach of chachma itself. What happened to those lights the next day when a person forgets and the anger is back, v'chule v'chule, what happened? So typical understanding of the writings of the Arizal, at least b'chitzonius, is that the lights that were present on Pesach departed. They left because the person had not earned them, and therefore a person is left reeling with the void that was once filled with something that was borrowed. But what the Taras Chacham comes along to reveal, and this is gained from the very depths of the Pnimius HaYichud that comes about from the writings of the Rashash, which is Osi HaShoresh, in the Hiskalis of the Oirich and the Ovi, and the secret of Erchei HaKinuyim Bilvad, is that, in truth, the lights of Pesach never leave a person. The lights of Pesach, the lights received on Pesach, never left the person. But what about the incoming darkness and the incoming concealment of Sfiras HaOmer? That's just in relationship to the next level that a person is going to come to grasp. Because in truth, Ein Siluk Moichin Le'olam, says the Taras Chacham, because in truth, there is no departure or divestment of spiritual insight that was present. It never goes away. It never goes away. If it was there, it never goes away. Yitzias HaTzadik Menair Nasa Reishim. There's always a Reishim. There's always a Rishim. There's an irreducible trace of holiness that exists no matter what, in spite of the fact that its source is no longer present, because the irreducible trace, the irreducible Rishim, ensures that that thing is always there. And the descent after Pesach into the necessity of working through the Pratim is in accordance to the greatness that is going to be revealed in the future, because in truth, everything is a perpetual development upwards. There's no degradation. There's no descent. There's no absolute descent. Descent is only a relative positioning within the mind. Exile, redemption, again, inner exile, inner redemption are gradations of the mind. Actual redemption, Mashiach Mamish, is a shift in everything. And that's what we're waiting for. But Kolzman, that we're in the room of the Vitebsker in our mind, so then we have to understand that there are gradations of Galus and there are gradations of Geula. So when the Taras Chacham says, Ein Siluk Moichan Oilam, it means that nothing is ever lost. And that's why a person can have kavanos in Sfiras HaOmer. That's why a person can look at a time of katnus, which appears to be small, but it's only small in accordance with the greatness that is about to emerge. But it's not small because it lost something. Nothing is lost. Ein siluk moichin le'olam. And this is the inyan of the concealment of light for the sake of revealing the light of concealment. We have a notion of siluk ha-moichin. We have a notion of losing consciousness. We have a notion of belidas, of not knowing anything, of not having any grasp of anything whatsoever, of being angry, of quick towards anger and frustration and limited, constricted ways of looking and sadness and heaviness and all of these things that burden a person down. Such a thing exists. There is sila kamoichin, there is katnas amoichin. But when we see from the tzaddikim that ein sila kamoichin ba'olam klal, that means that that concealment is simply a preparatory stage to a further revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. It's not a concealment of Hashem's light. There's no concealment of Hashem's light. Elama, that prior stage, prior to redemption, prior to the light of concealment, is a way of the concealment of light revealing itself. Hashem is revealing himself by way of tzimtzum. The katnas hamoichin, the miyat hamoichin, the roiges, all of those elements, the galus, all of it is just a preparatory stage of Hashem revealing himself by way of concealment. By way of concealment. Achein ata kel mestater. Achein ata kel mestater. That Hashem is revealed in his concealment. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself in a way that we can only grasp it in a way of not being able to grasp it. Bederach shlila. The impossibility of saying anything positive or affirmative about the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydo yuv'atzmo, because in truth, the deepest level of any expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expressivity, as the Rebbe Rashab is mazbir over and over and over and over in Tafresh Samach Vav, based on all of the ma'amarim that were koydem it, is the secret of He'elem Ha'atzmi, that in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains concealed from us. Not concealed because it's removed from me, but concealed because I can never reach it. I can never reach it. And when a person comes to that place of realizing that all concealment is just a gradation of revelation because there's no actual concealment whatsoever, so then a person begins to live with a Mashiach consciousness. A person begins to recognize that Geula is here, that Atzilus is da, that Atzilus is right here, right now. Everything is here. The treasure is here. It's just a question of revealing it. And we see this in the Pasuk when it describes the very nature of the creation of the world, when it describes the very nature of redemption. That land was desolate and void. The land was desolate and void, and there was darkness that was covering over the abysmal depths, and the Spirit of God was hovering above the water. This Spirit of God that was hovering above the water like a Yonah, like the Yonah who has the trained Godfin, who has the Ava and the Yira, the Tzimtzum and the expansiveness, the recognition of concealment, and then the process of expansivity, and the recognition that the process of concealment was a fundamental process on the road towards revelation. It's like that Yonah, this Mirapeches al Pnei Amayim, that it's here and it's not here. It's Noiga ve'enu Noiga. Of me, Yitain Le'ever Kayoina, like the Malbim says, that the Yoina has one wing on the ground and one wing in the air, always ready to land and always ready to take off. And so we see that prior to the revelation of that Yona, prior to the revelation of that secret of Mashiach Sidkenu, we have Haaretz Haisa Tohu V'Vohu V'Choyshech HaPnei Tahom, that there is concealment, there is a concealment of light. Achinata Kyo Mastate, there is a Tzimtzum. Hashem hides himself. Hashem conceals his light. But it's specifically through the reality that Hashem conceals his life that we come to understand that there's a light of concealment. Because once I'm aware that Ein Siluk Moichin Olam, then I become aware that the Choshech and the Tohu Vavohu are all preparatory stages to Ruach Elokim Merachepas Al Pnei Amayim. So then I have to learn how to reorient to concealment, because if concealment exists, but now I know that Besvara, the notion of concealment, is an impossibility, so now I'm forced to relearn the Cheftza of concealment. Concealment exists, but it also doesn't exist. So that means that the way that I related to concealment needs to be shifted, because in accordance to the way that I related to concealment previously, before the secret of the Taras Chacham, of Ein Siluk Moichin Olam, I thought concealment existed. And then when I'm told that concealment doesn't actually exist, in accordance with that immature mindset of what concealment is, which is nothingness, then I'm stuck in the middle because, on the one hand it exists, and on the other hand it's telling me that it doesn't exist. But the Moichin of Yichud and the Moichin of the Toras Chacham and the Moichin of Pnimiyas HaTorah come to show that no, Be'emes, both are true at once. It exists and it doesn't exist. It exists because a person experiences it. It exists because there's a hastara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed in the world. But it doesn't exist in the sense that it's something separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hester itself is a relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Seser. Seser is Sof, Toch, and Rosh. It's the beginning, the middle, and the end. It's the process of coming to find the light of concealment that shines forth from within the fact that Hashem conceals his life. Mashiach is not here. Redemption is not here. The Vitebsker had to smell outside. It wasn't there yet. Memela, it's from the absence of Mashiach that we come to understand the tshuka that we need to have for Mashiach. And it's only going to be in the processing and the understanding of the fact that there's concealment. Now we'll start. Be'ezras Hashem, what we're going to be trying to see is that this light that undergoes concealment, this light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides in the Tzimtzum, reveals to us that there's something called the light of concealment. And this already is what the Torah HaKadosh tells us and Chazal tell us in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, is the secret of the Or HaGanus. The Or HaGanus is that there's a notion of a light of concealment. Now, we tend to look at the nature of Or HaGanus, the light that is concealed. We tend to look at Or HaGanus as there was a light that was present at the beginning of creation, and a person was able to see Me'saifa Olam Atzaifo. And then Hashem felt that it wasn't appropriate for the world to have it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it away. And that means it was once here, and now it's not here. And to a very large degree, that's true. But there's a hidden second way of understanding the nature of Or HaGanus, which allows us to access it at the very same moment, even though we know we still don't have it in its actuality. Which is that not only is the light of concealment, the Or HaGanus, a light that was here and then hidden away, but rather it's a light that reveals itself by way of being hidden away. The Or HaGanus is the light of concealment itself. It's the He'elem Ha'atzmi. It's the fact that in the end of the day, the light cannot be fully grasped. And it's in the ungraspability of that light, the fact that it is not revealed, and even when it was fully revealed, as Lashem tells us over and over, that light of Roya Me'soifa Olam Atzoifa, it wasn't fully revealed, because it's never going to be fully revealed, because Or Ein Soif, even after Mashiach, it's not going to be fully revealed. There's always going to be more Or HaGanus that needs to be revealed to help me understand that, oh, what I thought I knew, I don't know, and what I thought I didn't know, I now know, and I come to another higher level of not knowing. And that ever-present arrival of Mashiach, of Hoylech Echayel Chayel. But this Or HaGanus is not only a light that was present and then hidden, but it's a light of hiddenness that is revealed in its very hiddenness. It's present in its hiddenness. The Or HaGanus is what is present at every moment, and that is where a person accesses redemption in their life, to come to see that the light, the Or HaGanus that was there from the first day of creation, that was Meshamesh 31 hours as Leshem goes through all of them, up until the end of the first Shabbos, that Or HaGanus was not fully taken away. It still exists for each and every one of us to drink from, to access that Mayim Chaim. That we're going to see is how we're going to bring about the Geula within our own minds by coming to terms with this concealment of light, this tzimtzum, which in truth leads us to understand that there's a secret of a light of concealment, meaning to say it's a light that is concealed. I can't experience it. I can't touch it. I can't feel it. I can't describe it, but I can believe in it. I can know that it's there. I can engage with it by way of the inability to engage in it, by way of mati v'loy mati, by way of yearning, by way of desire, by way of the unfathomable anticipation towards Mashiach, by way of shiftless and anava and bittel and coming to terms with that I don't know anything whatsoever. It's in those ways that I come to access that Or HaGanus, that light of concealment, which if it's grasped, it's not meant to be the light of concealment. It's hidden away in the Torah. It's hidden away in the light of Tzaddikim. It's hidden away. And it's revealed by way of hiddenness. It's revealed by way of Tzniyos. It's revealed by way of something that is present in its hiddenness, not hidden because it's not supposed to be present. But its very presence is its hiddenness. It's the Tzniyos, that the Gra is Masbir, and the Tzafid is Tzniyusa, that it's revealed not because there's something here that should be hidden, but it's revealed by way of hiddenness. And that's that Or HaGanus, that light of concealment, that Meichas Tima'a, that concealed place within the mind that has the capacity of holding on to that light that exists, and in that place, tasting the light of Gan Eden, of Eden Stima'a, of Ayin Loira Asa, no eye has seen it. And what we're going to see through the Tzaddikim, and through the words of the Tzaddikim, is that it's specifically by moving through that mindset of concealment that is trying to grasp Achin Ata Kel Mestater, and that Meichas Tima, that hidden place of Chachma, which is the giving birth to Bina, and that place of the constriction of mind, where I'm at the edge of feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity, but very much in the place of not feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity, and trying to find the mindset, that innermost point, and the innermost point of the base, to hold on to that mindset of the Or HaGanus. That's the secret of Geula in our lives right now, of uncovering that place in the mind that can live with the Or HaGanus, live with the concealment of light. And as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim, right after Mashiach, right after the hint of Mashiach, of Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, Ruach Hashem Merachepes Al Panei Amayim, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or Vayihi Or. And Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. In here rests the secret of Hashem revealing everything. Hashem revealing Or HaGanus. Not everything, but almost everything, because there was always going to be more. But here, Adam HaRishon and Chava, prior to the Chet, had the ability to do it. They had Das, they had Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Das is that hidden place of the Meichas Tima'a. is that place where the mind was quite literally capable of being in a present state with a secretion of the mind of actual presence and das, where a person tasted the light of Geula in a revealed way. It wasn't actual Geula yet, because Shabbos with Adam HaRishon would have brought Geula, as the Leshem points out. But prior to Shabbos, it was as if Geula had actually arrived, and that Moichas Tima'a that had a relationship with that which existed above it, where there was the radical unity between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite presence, as expressed in the Avira, in that air, and the limited nature of our minds, which is the congealment of thought. Which means to say that in thought there rested a secretion of that Or HaGanuz, of that concealed light that gave the person the ability to say that Hashem, you are here, right now, and I can live Geula right here, right now. And Rashi says on this Pasuk, Vayhi Or, that there should be light. Rashi says as follows. I'm sorry, on the next Pasuk. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated between the light? Hashem made a concealment. Hashem concealed, there was a tzimtzum of that light. Even here, even when it comes to describing the nature of the Or Ki Tov, Rashi is explaining the exile of what it means to be in a state of perpetual translation, which is a shayrish of the Torah HaKadosha. Of the drash of the pshuta shamikra, af bazeh anu tzrichim ledivrei agada. Even over here, even when talking about the Or HaGanuz, even when contemplating the reflection of light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinitude of ayin l'ra'asa that exists beyond contemplation, the last thing that should possibly be contemplated because it's so present in its ever presentness. And when it comes to the goodness of this light, this Or HaGanuz, Rashi is saying, perhaps af bazeh anu tzrichim ledivrei agada. Even over here, Ki'ilu, look how far the Pagam of Adam HaRishon has brought us. Even when it comes to the Or HaGanuz, even when it comes to that light of revelation where all concealment was shown to be truly a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light and the secret of Ein Siluk Moichan Olam, of Ein Siluk Moichan Olam, even here, Af Bazeh Anu Tzrichim L'Divrei Agada, even in this, we need this. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that this light could be misused by those of darkness and those of difficulty and those of Rishayim in that constricted mindset, and he separated away for the tzaddikim l'asilavo. This Rashi can be discussed forever, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals that light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals that light because the light of Yediyah, the light of that Moichas Tima that is Mezuchach, that has the graspability of the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that reveals itself by way of Tzimtzum, even during a time prior to redemption, so a person can come to destroy the world with that notion that Mashiach has already arrived, God forbid. Because the secret is coming to terms with always trying to remember that Mashiach has already arrived in our minds. Never living in a state of Mashiach having actually arrived. Because the moment I live in that state where Mashiach has actually arrived prior to his arrival, the moment I fall into that trap of perfection. So Mashiach arrives in my mind to teach me that Mashiach has not yet arrived in my mind. But that not yet arrival of my mind is just a higher darga of Ein Siluk Moichan Olam. Of the Yerida down into Sfiras HaOmer in order to come to a greater level of Shavuos. And in that place, Hashem removes it. Hashem conceals our graspability of that light. This is what the Or HaGanuz is. The Or HaGanuz is the attempt to experience that light. Listen to what the Gra says. Nobody discusses Or HaGanuz more than the Gra and his Talmidim. And the Vilna Gaon says as follows in Adaras Eliyahu. And this is on Maisa Bereishis Yom Dalid. Vayihilim Oiris. The Gemara asks, Or b'yom rishon nivra v'hachsiv v'yitein oisam. Was light created? It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it over. Or shenivra b'yom rishon adam soifa me soifa oilam at soifa. And that light, a person can see me soifa oilam at soifa. What does it mean, soifa oilam at soifa? The concealment and the revelation. Men ha'oilam ata oilam ata keel. Tohoim el tohoim kaira l'kotzi nerecha. Two edges of experience, concealment, light, darkness, they both bespeak your glory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem realized that it's not good for light and darkness to be functioning, as Rashi says, in the same functional unity. Why? Because then we can misuse the realm of Yediyah and come to, God forbid, think that our job is to be Meshamesh in darkness because we feel that we've already reached the full light. Darkness is only there to teach me that I haven't ever yet reached the full light. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to hide that light. And where did he hide it? Where did he hide that ability to see mina oilam ada oilam? She'or harishon, says the Gra, who or haseichel, that this first light was the light of the intellect, the light of the mind, or denahir beliba, the light that illuminated the heart, that wisdom of the heart, that transition point between Chachma and Bina, Moichas Dima'a, the concealed mind, Sha'adam Mistakil Boy, that a person was capable of looking there, Umasig Boy is Koila Oilam, and a person had the capacity of grasping the entirety of the world, the entirety of concealment. Oilam Elashan Helam, who Or Hagonus, and this is the hidden light, La'asilavo Sha'az Temale Aretz Deya. And this is light of hiddenness that is going to be revealed when the entire land is going to be filled, when the entire land is going to be filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. The Gro continues and says elsewhere in Sefer Yetzirah, as well as in Or Yahel, in his Bir on the Zohar HaKadosh, that Or HaGonuz, Sharoyin Misoifa Oilam at Soifa, where a person could see Mina Oilam at Oilam, from that place of concealment into that place of revelation. Right, Salam, meaning to say, Mashahaya, Mashahasa Liyos Kiyadua, that which was and that which is going to be. Or Dinahir Baliba, that light that illuminates the heart. That light that draws down from Ayin Loira Asa of Keser down into the Eloikim Chaim of Bina, drawing that wisdom of Yoim Echad Yoidel Hashem, of that day of redemption, from the mind into the heart, by way of not knowing. By way of not knowing, knowing that I don't know. And the girl continues and he says in Sefer Yetzirah, Or HaGonuz, Ba'adam hu nitzutz Eloiki shesheirebo. What is this Or HaGonuz? It was the spark of godliness that rested within the individual, the chelek Eloikei mimal, ruach ha-mesiached b'Yisrael, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's mesiached with Klal Yisrael and the Moichas Tima, in that place of das. Ruach HaNevi'im, the place of Nevuah, Emsoi Bein Abayir LeNevroim, that place of the mind, that zichuch of the Moichas Timah, literally the Moichas Timah means that it's a place in the mind, it's the edge of thought that bears the imprint of all eventual unfolding emotions and experiences that seem devoid of the control of thought. At the lip of thinking emerges the emotional thinking that gives birth to Midos. This is the place of Bina. This is the Ratzon of Bina as Bina becomes Tvuna, and it allows that light of the intellect to now descend down into the heart to be known in a way that concealment and revelation are both equal in the eyes of the individual in terms of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's the Kol Panima that perpetually exists within the mind. It's hidden within Or Zarua LeTzadik, and the Tzadik that exists within each and every person and the Das of Moshe that's able to see even in the concealment. Gam choyshech lo yashkech mimcha. And that light was concealed. That light of the mind was concealed. But we see again that the Or HaGonuz is something that's going to be tasted in the mind first and foremost. Now this moichas tima'a, this mind of concealment where I know that I don't know. I have a grasp of that Or HaGonuz. I have a grasp that everything is fine, but I still know that there's revelation and concealment of living a life of Geula prior to Geula itself, where the Choshech is also going to be Meir in Or, that light of concealment. So what happened before the Chet of Adam HaRishon is that that place, that concealed mind, had a direct attachment to the loftier places of human consciousness were referred to as Avira Dachya, the purified air. Purified air, where that purified air of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, above and beyond any concealment, that Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, that kol denafik bepnima, that kol mevaser mevaser v'yomer, that kol of the shofar that perpetually comes out, mibein shnei hakruvim, that voice of Moshe that screams out to come into Yerushalayim, that voice of Moshe, which is the voice of the Vitebsker silently sitting back down and looking into his Gemara and living in that Geuladika place. There was direct access. Roya me soifa oilam at soifa. Soifa oilam is the aviradachya, the purified light of chachma, of keser, in the moichas tima, which is the light of concealment, the light of bina. And before the chet, there was a direct transition between those two places. Not actual direct, but seemingly direct. But what happened after the chet of Adam HaRishon is that there's a notion of the kruma da avira. The kruma da avira is that barrier. The barrier that separates the ascendant way of thinking, where it's Nishmat Shaddai Tavinim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whispering the secrets of my own experiences into me at every moment, and the secret of Libi Chalal Bekirbi, and the secret of Lecha Amar Libi Bekshu Panai, and the secret of Hespoidedus, and the secret of Mesim Nafsha Bekapo, which is where a person's own words become Ruach HaNevuah, where a person's own language becomes Ruach HaNevuah, when it's Pe'al Pe'a Daberbo. But until then, until there's a zichuch, there's a kruma da avira, there's a separation. There's a separation between above and below, and the human mind no longer knows intuitively and absolutely that concealment is also a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're already stuck in a mindset of concealment. We're already judging concealment as concealment. But it's our job. There's a hitznoitzitzot, in spite of the fact that there's a barrier in the mind that blocks my mind from living in that ideal reality, because the reality that I live in seems to be separated from the possibility of going back to that ideal because of the kruma da avira. There are moments where we can transform that separation in the mind into air. We have moments of clarity where we're able to see true das, and we're able to have a hitznoitzitzot of this or hagonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed through the lens of the light of concealment itself. I don't have a hargasha of it. I can't feel it. But in that awareness that it's there, in that awareness of Ein Siluk Moichin Olam, even though I feel a Siluk Moichin, I come to be fundamentally aware of the fact that there's Geula here also. And just to look for a second in the Rebbe Rashab explains as follows: this light of the Or HaGanus, this light is the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu, is the light of Eden Stima, is the light of that concealed place of Ayin Lo Ra'asa, that ability to live a life of redemption within concealment itself. Zok the Rebbe Rashab in Daf Yud Dalin, Dine Eden Yadua, this place of redemption, Shubchinas Tainug Ha'atzmi, the essential pleasure of a Poshet Shubatzmus or Ein Sof that exists within the essential light Kavyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression, Hanikra Sha'ashua Yamelech Ba'atzmusa, that's referred to as the inner playfulness of the king within himself Kavyachol, the back and forth Mineyu Bey of movement, of playfulness and movement within the realm of unity, Shubchinas Oineg Ne'elam Shalamalam Bechinas Abshacha Begiloi. It's a pleasure that is beyond any possibility of drawing it down. Sha'al Yedei Ze Ne'emar Ayin Le'er Asa, there's still no actual experience of it. Shalei Shalta By Eina called Birya, that no creature has ever grasped it. Afilu Moshe va'avos va'adamarishan shayyotzer cup of shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Adamarishan was the creation of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. K'moshe haya koydem achet haya b'chinas Adam shebishlemos loy ra'a b'china madrigazu. He still didn't see this. M'pnei shayya lemalam b'chinas samshacha v'gidloy, because it was beyond and above the revelation. La'asid b'tchias amesim yagidlo b'chinas madrigazu la'asid yamshachas b'chinas ha'atzmos mamish kavyachol v'chulei. The Rebbe Rashab is saying explicitly that this light of concealment, this Or HaGanus that's going to be revealed, is ultimately a light of concealment itself that is still yet to be experienced. It's the Yayin HaMeshumer Ba'anavav, it's the wine prior to its emergence from the grapes, it's the ability to taste the thing that is going to be revealed prior to its revelation, the secret of tasting redemption in our own mind right now, in spite of the fact that it's not here. And this light of concealment, this He'elem Ha'atzmi, says the Rebbe Rashab, throughout the entirety of Tafresh Samach Vav, is experienced specifically by way of the concealment itself, specifically by way of the Birurim, of the Halacha, of Hariyu Lashem Kol Ha'aretz, of descending down into concealment and saying, Hashem, I know the joke, I know that the concealment of light and that the Tzimtzum and the Midos is only for the Shiurei Mitzvos, is only to reveal the secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the Schus of Torah and Mitzvos within the Hastara itself, the Hastara Shebetoich Hastara, that Hisnoitzitzitz of the Or HaGanus, which is the light of concealment that rests within concealment itself, revealing ever so slowly the zichuch of the mind, redeeming ourselves from that concealment of the kruma da avira, that thickness that separates the ideal self from the real self, that separates the mind in its yearning after something from its capacity of actually tasting that thing within the yearning itself. And there's moments of the zichuch of the kruma da avira where there's a hamshach of das, and das is binyan beis hamikdash. Das is the room of the vetepsker. Das is b'chol ha'aretz male deya es Hashem. It's the nefesh b'miluyo. It's the fullness of the self which knows. There's an inner knowing. A das has chasadim and gvuros. A das is tachlis hayadiyah shalei neda. I know, even though I don't know, I have das shel shalom. I have das of Mashiach, which is drawing down the light of Mashiach even prior to Mashiach's arrival. And this, the Leshem Shuvah Bachaloma explains more than anybody. Leshem explains this Torah more than anybody. But this light of concealment, which is the transformation of seeing something as concealed and realizing that in truth there's a hidden place in my mind that I can live, that place of Eden, that place, that secret that Rabbi Nachman describes as La'asid lavo tzadikim yoishvim v'itresehem birosheihem. Rabbi Nachman says, why does it say that their crowns are going to be in their head? It should say that the crowns will be on their head. Elama, what are the crowns? The crowns are the Katarim that we received at Shavuos and we lost them, but really we never lost them because Jesus went to Moshe, who holds on to them, and we're all Moshe. Mamela, we're holding on to our own things, which means that we can still borrow from our own future, like we said in last week's shir. That we have to borrow from the Das of Moshe that's holding on to the light of Keser, that's holding on to the light of Nasa Venishma that continues to exist within our minds. And it's in that place that we have the schus of tasting that Or HaGanus. Rabbi Nachman says in Torah Tesvav, that Misha writes a litam tam Or HaGanus, somebody who wants to taste the light of concealment, needs to be mala the yira into tzedek, needs to be mala yira into a place of refinement and calmness. refinement and calmness.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.